This is KFJC Los Altos Hills, and as I indicated earlier, we lost our friend Oscar Hawks, longtime DJ here at the station, and we are rebroadcasting a special that he did from some years back. I want to let you know that the rebroadcast is from 2008. The original broadcast was 1997. So any times, dates, or events you hear are long past. Enjoy.
And this is a rebroadcast of a 1996 radio special entitled Cindy Walker, Who Wrote That Song? And this is it for you for the next 7 hours on KFJC.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, you're listening to the Cindy Walker special, Who Wrote That Song? On KFJC.
Yes, yes, well, so long, everybody. This is a little sentimental journey. Oh, come in, Tommy.
Gonna take that sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease.
That's what I was trying to tell the folks.
Gonna take that sentimental journey. To renew old memories.
That'd be some more, yeah.
Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child with wild anticipation.
What do you mean?
Long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven.
Seven.
I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? I'm gonna take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey back home.
Oh, welcome to a KFJC special program. For the next 7 hours, you'll be listening to a variety of famous artists and the recordings of songs written by one of America's greatest songwriters. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cindy Walker special, Who Wrote That Song, on 89.7, starring Cindy Walker and her songs. With your hosts, Oscar Hawks and Mrs. Peel, plus special guest KKUP Stomp and Steve Hathaway. So let's get started with the Cindy Walker special.
Can see a pale moon rising above a blue misty plain. As I walk with my blue-eyed darling in my memory once again. Oh, those sweet happy hours in my heart, they will always remain. Of a girl with eyes like the flowers that grew down in Blue Bonnet Lane.
Cindy Walker was born on a farm near Marte, Texas, on July 20th, 1919. Well, a lady doesn't tell her age. Her father, Aubrey A. Walker, was a cotton buyer. Her mother, Ori, was the best piano player in Mahia, and the daughter of Professor F.L. Island, a well-known composer of sacred hymns. At the age of 12, she wrote the now classic Dusty Skies that years later would be recorded by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. At 16, Cindy got a job as a dancer in a touring Broadway production produced by Billy Rose. She wrote a song that was adopted by the orchestra leader, Paul Whiteman. The song Casa Mañana was her first song broadcast on the radio coast to coast, thus the beginning of a legendary career.
For the next 7 hours, we'll be playing interviews with Cindy Walker and her songs by the artists that recorded them. We'll have rare Bob Wills movie songs, courtesy of our special guest, Stomp and Steve Hathaway. Cindy Walker's solo recordings, demos of new songs. So why don't we just get started with an interview, starting the interview with Cindy Walker, telling about the first song that she had recorded, The Lone Star Trail by Bing Crosby. On KFJC?
You were born
in the Cindy Walker special.
In...
Don't ask me my age because I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I thought I'd just put that little thing in.
So let it be said, so let it be written.
Huh?
That's the law, right?
It is with me.
Okay, good.
My mother, I never did know how old she was.
That's great.
She never would tell me. I had the most wonderful mother that I wish you could have known my mother. You talk about me. I'm nobody compared to my mama. Listen, she was the most wonderful piano player in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear a song twice, and she'd play it. She could play it.
Wow.
That's right.
Now, you've got to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the all-time amount of songs. How many have you written, do you think?
I couldn't tell you, because that's my hobby.
Right.
When I'm not writing for somebody, well, I'm just writing for myself.
Well, isn't that how good songwriters do it, I've heard?
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how people write their songs. Some people say they can write a song in 3 minutes or 5 minutes. I can't do that.
How long does it take you?
Oh, it'll take me as long as the song wants me to work on it.
Oh, right.
I have...
You have songwriting in your blood.
Your
grandfather was a songwriter?
Yes, but a sacred songwriter. His name was Professor F.L. Island, and he wrote the beautiful song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand.
Oh, yeah.
He died before I was born. My mother was only 9 years old when he passed away, and they're still singing his song. His song is on the Bill Gaither.
Yeah.
New reunion. Can you beat that? And I didn't even know it. And my song's in it, too.
Well,
and I didn't know it till I heard the reunion of VCR.
Wow.
Yeah. I know you know it, don't you?
I believe so, yeah.
Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Exactly. Yeah. I've sang that.
You don't mean it.
I'll bet you
do.
Yeah, I sang it in church.
I bet you do.
You know, turn to page, whatever page it is, and then you read along, and I'm sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then he wrote, look away from the cross to the glittering crown.
Mm-hmm.
And the hands that were nailed to the tree. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful lyrics and music. I'm very proud of him.
Yes.
Although I never knew him, I feel very close to him because, well, I just do.
Well, why shouldn't you?
Well, when you don't know anybody, you know, sometimes you... But I do feel close to him.
It goes in the blood. I mean, that
well,
kind of
all
talent.
Of the rest of my... None of the other of my people were musically inclined, mm-hmm. but they all loved music.
Yeah.
Now, most of my father's people, they're all cowboy people type, you know.
Yeah.
Farmers and ranchers and lots of people say I take a lot after Uncle Lloyd.
Well, who's Uncle Lloyd?
He was my uncle.
What did he do?
He's a rancher.
Uh-huh.
And
how do you take after him?
Well, just the way I act.
Uh-huh. Your mannerisms and stuff?
Huh?
Your mannerisms and stuff?
Uh-huh, I guess so.
Yeah.
But I love cowboys. I guess all little girls and boys grow up loving cowboys, you know.
Especially in Texas.
Yeah, and Western pictures. In fact, I don't like anything on television because they don't have any wonderful Western movies anymore.
Yeah.
Now you tell me what you like.
Well, I like Cindy Walker and her songs.
Well, I like that.
I'm trying to get Cindy Walker to talk about herself now.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
What?
You're going to have a hard time. I don't like interviews.
Okay.
And I never, you're one of the very, very few people, but I could tell how sincere you were, so I thought that was the least I could do when you play my songs, probably.
Okay.
And everything, but I really don't, I don't like to talk about myself, and you'll have to ask me what you want to, because I hardly ever talk about myself.
Okay. Your first song, it says in this article, was for Bing Crosby. Or not your first song, but your first
That's
song
right.
you sold.
The first song I ever had published and recorded was Lone Star Trail by Bing Crosby.
Wow.
That's right.
Did you get to meet Bing? And can you tell me something about all that?
What did you say just before that?
Did you get to meet Bing?
Oh, yes. My father... was a cotton buyer,
mm-hmm.
and he would go. He sold cotton like the long Pima cotton, and we were in Arizona. And he asked my mother and I if we'd like to go with him to Los Angeles. He's going to supply some cotton to some special cotton. I don't know too much about cotton.
Okay.
I don't know too much about nothing music. But anyway, I said, oh, yeah, I want to go. Because I knew that in Hollywood they had music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to take my songs. And so when we got to Los Angeles, well, Papa, I called my daddy Papa. Papa was going to look for an apartment for us because we were going to be there for a while. So he drove down Sunset Boulevard. And as he went down the street, well, I noticed there was the Crosby building.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, Papa, stop. Stop. He said, what's the matter? I said, I want to go see Bing Crosby. You silly girl. What do you mean you want to see me? I said, well, there's the Crosby building. And he said, well, don't you know that Bing Crosby's not in that building? He said, girl, you're squirrely. I said, Papa, I said, it's got his name on it. And I said, must be somebody in there that knows him. I said, oh, please stop. And so my papa, he was very fond of me.
Yes.
Believe it or not. So he said, well, he said, I'm going to stop. But he said, you're going to find out that Big Crosby, nobody knows him in that building.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, let me go see. And I had a little briefcase that I had all my songs that I had written stuck in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd carry it everywhere I went. And so I went up, and inside of the building it said the third floor. And so I went up to the third floor. I walked up the steps because I didn't want to get in the elevator.
Yeah.
And so I went up there, and I told the girl at the desk, I said, I want to see Bing Crosby. She said, well, Bing Crosby, he isn't here. And I said, well, who is here that knows him? And she said, and she was looking so puzzled, you know, in there. And she said, well, said Larry Crosby and Edwin Crosby and Daddy Crosby. I said, well, I want to see Larry then. The first name that she called.
See? Right.
And she said, well, he don't see anybody that unless they have an apartment. And she's looking me up and down. She said, do you have an apartment? And I said, just tell him that somebody from Texas wants to see him. And she said, well, she said, does he know you? And I said, just tell him that somebody from Texas, I repeated it.
Uh-huh.
And so she called in his office and she said, somebody's here from Texas to see you. I don't know. And of all things, he said, well, send them in. And so he showed me where to go. So I went in there, and there was a man in there arguing with him about money.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't know whether you probably too young to remember the name, but Johnny Burke, the wonderful songwriter, you know.
Yes.
That used to write all the songs for Bob's Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for Bing's Pictures.
Yeah.
And he said, and Larry was saying to him, he said, well, that's just too much money. And and he said, Bing said he wouldn't like that. And I said, well, and I just spoke up, and I was sitting on a couch, you know, and I had a saddle shoes and socks and my feet looked as big to me. I couldn't imagine. I said, well, I surely would like for Bing to do one of my songs. And the songwriter, he jerked around and looked at me. And Mr. Crosby, he just kind of smiled and he said, is that what you do? I said, yeah. I said, I'm a songwriter. And I said, a good one, too.
Wow.
He said, well, he said, this gives me a chance to say goodbye to you, Johnny. He said, I'll see you in a little while. And so anyway, he talked to me for a few minutes, and he said, what kind of songs do you write? I said, I write all kinds, just all kinds of songs. And he said, well, he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll listen to one of them. And so he said, I'll take you in this next room where there's a piano.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't play a piano.
So you had to call your mom?
Huh?
You had to call your mom up?
So I ran down. I said, wait. Wait just a minute. And I ran downstairs, and I told Mama, I said, Mama, get out of the car and come with me. I said, Mr. Crosby's going to listen to one of my songs. And, of course, she thought I was talking about me. She said, well, are you crazy? Do you think that I've been traveling all day, and my mother was very proper?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, do you think that I'm going up there play anything looking like I look? And she says, besides that, says, you look terrible yourself. You're not dressed or anything. And you know, I always thought I looked all right. It didn't matter to me. I thought, well, this is the way I look. So I didn't think anything about that.
Yeah.
And I said, please come with me, Mama. She said, I'm not getting out of this car. She said, and I said, oh, please, you've just got to come with me. And she said, well, said, I will do this. I'll go with you. But said, don't you tell him that I'm your mother. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not making up any of this.
I believe you.
I know
you.
It sounds funny, but.
God, it sounds like a movie.
Anyway, I got her into the building, and I said, come on. And I was trying to get her to go up the steps. I was afraid he'd change his mind, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm not walking. I said, it's just on the third floor. She said, I am not going up to walk up three flights of stairs. She said, I'm taking the elevator. So I ran up the stairs to wait for her, you know.
Yeah.
And when she got up there, well, he was already in the where the piano was.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's this way. So she said, what are you going to sing? And I said, I'm going to sing Lone Star Trail. So Mama said, and Mama was young and beautiful. See, she was very young and just as pretty as a picture. Mm-hmm. Long black hair, pretty blue eyes. And so she sat down and she started playing Lone Star Trail.
Mm-hmm.
So I sang it for him. And when I got through, he said, you know, said, it's kind of funny. Said, Bing's been looking for a Western song to record on his next session. And he said, you know, I believe he might like that. And he said, I tell you what you do. Said, you meet me here at 10 o'clock in the morning. And he said, I'll take you over to the studio where Bing's making the picture.
Wow.
And he said, he can listen to it, and we'll see what he says.
Did all this scare you? Were you scared of all this?
No. I never was scared of anybody. You know, I was like the animals on the Galapagos Islands,
uh-huh,
or however you say it. Everybody had always treated me so nice. And I never was afraid of anybody.
Okay.
And I didn't have any nervousness or anything. I was just, everybody was nice people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
And so Mama wouldn't go with me the next morning. She says, I have never been so embarrassed. So anyway, she wouldn't go with me. So I had my little guitar.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, I'll do the best I can then. I can't play the guitar, really. All I can do is card with myself.
Right.
But I could sing pretty good, if I do say so it then.
Okay.
So we went over to the studio, and he took me in, and he introduced me to Bing, and he says, this girl here, says this, her name's Cindy, says she's got a song that I want you to hear.
Yeah.
And it just happened that Lester Santley, the publisher that published all of Bing's songs at that time. He was there with him. And so he said, well, he said, I've got a break right now. He says, we'll just go over here to the dressing room and I'll listen to it. And so Mr. Santley says, can I go too? And he said, yeah, come on. And so went over to the dressing room, and he said, well, let me hear it. So I sang Lone Star Trail, and he said, I like it. And the publisher said, I like it too.
All right.
And Bing said, I'm going to record it. And Santley said, well, I'm going to publish it.
All right.
And so that was it. And they sent me over to Decca Records to make a demo of it for Bing.
Yeah.
And so I made a demo, and Mr. Dave Capp happened to be there. And he said, I liked you singing. He said, do you record for anybody? I said, no. And he said, how would you like to record for Decca? And I said, well, I could not. And I said to myself, well, shucks, there ain't nothing to this. I was.
All you had to do was drive to Los Angeles.
Well, I was just tickled to death with everything.
Yeah. My
and
goodness.
So that was it. And so my mother and dad, they found a lovely apartment where we stayed until, I couldn't stay there by myself, so Mama stayed with me, and Papa just come and go, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
fantastic.
The
way it started, and I'd write songs for myself to sing for Decca.
Well, that's really nice that your mother, you know, that's pretty great that your parents supported you like that.
Oh, well, I'll come back to that a minute. I want to tell you about that. And so about it was nearly a year, and Mr. Crosby says, who was that good-looking woman with you that day? I said, that was my mother. He said, your mother? I said, yeah. He said, well, why didn't you say so? I said, well, she didn't want me to.
When I'm sitting alone in the twilight, watching the sky grow pale, in my heart there is a rankling, a big ankling on old Pinto. Down the Lone Star Trail, I can hear the cattle a-lowing and a pale light of moon in the sky. I can hear those prairie breezes a-blowing. Seems they sing a cowboy's lullaby. Yes, the Texas got my old heart lasso. And those purple mountains beckon, so I reckon I'll be going down the Lone Star Trail. got my old hot lasso. Tied with hitching rails. And those purple mountains beckon. So I reckon I'll be going down the Lone Star Trail. Down the Lone Star Trail.
So, well, you made, I mean, it was just as easy as pie.
Yes, it was.
The right place, the right time.
I never, everything pretty easy as pie for me because I'm a very determined person.
Sounds like it.
But going back to my mother and father, I wouldn't have made anything at all if it hadn't been for them because, you see, I didn't have to worry about any rent. I didn't have to worry about any food. My parents took perfect care of me, and all I had to do was write my little songs and enjoy myself.
Yeah.
They were the wind beneath my wings. I didn't know it.
Darling, I'm crazy about you.
Contented to stay on the prairie, goes the plain old plain. they just suit me.
I've been around, but yet I've never found a place where I had rather stay. So I guess my place is on the wide open spaces. Reckon I'm just made that way.
For I have traveled the four ways and back again, and there's been plenty for me to see. But I'm just a plain sort of feller, I reckon, 'cause the plain old plains, they just suit me.
I've got my saddle and I've got the cattle and my old cow pony for company. So I'm just contented to stay on the prairie, 'cause the plain old plains, they just suit me. I've been around, but yet I've never found a place where I have rather stay. So I guess my place is on the wide open spaces. Reckon I'm just made that way.
For I have traveled the four ways and back again, and there's been plenty for me to see. But I'm just a plain sort of feller, I reckon, 'cause the plain old plains, they just suit me.
Thank you.
baby. You're gonna miss me someday, maybe, but I'm riding on down. Yes, Lord, I'm riding on down. I'm tired of you kicking my poor heart around.
Cindy Walker on KFJC doing Riding On Down. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys did Salt River Valley and Plain Old Plains. Cindy Walker again doing Oh Darlin', and Bing Crosby did Lone Star Trail.
The Lone Star Trail, courtesy of Mike Gross at PBS station in Connecticut. Rare 78 that he dubbed over to tape for us. Thank you, Mike. Cindy Walker's recording got her recording contract after she did the demo for Lone Star Trail, and those are the world transcriptions done in New York City, and the Bob Wills Texas Playboys movie songs, Plain Old Plains and Salt River Valley, courtesy of Stomp and Steve Hathaway. Thanks for coming up to the show, Stomp and Steve.
Welcome.
You're normally on KKUP Sundays from
9 to midnight Sunday nights.
9 to midnight. I've been doing that for what, four or five years?
Maybe 23, I think.
23 years.
Well, almost good. As long as the station has been there.
Do you have any comments about the movie songs?
Oh yeah, well, you know, she wrote these songs specifically for the movies. I mean, these weren't just songs she had laying around. And that last song you heard, "Riding On Down," she starts off with Cotton, and that's the part that Bob Wills sings at the very beginning, because he's talking to Cotton Thompson for him to come in and do the vocal. So I mean, she not only just wrote the song for the band, but specifically for that movie, and knowing who was going to be doing the singing and everything. And I mean, that was an ideal song for Cotton Thompson, too. It's very much in his style, that bluesy swing type of sound.
Yeah.
And he really turned it into a great song. It was too bad it was never put on record, his version.
Right. And right now, let's listen to some more interview with Cindy Walker about how she got hooked up with Bob Wills.
On KFJC and the Cindy Walker Special.
So how did you actually get hooked up with Bob Wills? Was that just were you guys hooked up for the movies, or?
Oh, no.
Or you'd known him before that?
No, I'd never known him. Of course, I knew his music.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up listening to Bob Wills when he was in Fort Worth playing on the radio, you know.
Right.
We'd all listen at noon to Bob Wills, and That was when he was with that Light Crust Doughboys, don't you see?
Right.
And so when I was in Hollywood, I decided, I said, well, who here? I never have had a record by Bob Wills. And he was famous then, you know, with San Antonio Rose. And,
yes.
And, oh, he was... He was one of the biggest stars, and so I thought, well, I've got to write him a song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote, I went down to Decca, and I said, who does Bob Wills record for? And the man there, he said, he's not in California. He says he lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I said, I want to get him a song to do. And he said, send it to Kane's Academy in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so I went home and I started writing something for, and I had in the back of my mind, see, I had Dusty Skies.
Yeah.
So I went home and I started writing, and I wrote Cherokee Maiden.
Wow.
Because he was from Oklahoma, see, I thought that might catch his attention. I wrote Cherokee Maiden and Blue Bonnet Lane.
Wow.
So I got them all fixed up in a package to send to Tulsa, to Kane's Ballroom, to Bob Wills.
Mm-hmm.
And I played them. Mama played the piano, and I had my little guitar and made the demos on them.
Right.
But anyway, so I got these songs finished and got them all fixed up the mail, and right across from our apartment was a mailbox. So I went to the mailbox to mail my songs. And as I was opening the... Now, this is the truth. Don't think I'm making it up.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Uh-uh. I got my hand up.
Okay.
Do you see my hands up?
I see it.
All right. So I was opening the mailbox front, you know, to drop it in.
Yeah.
And I looked up, and down, coming down the street was a great big white bus, tour bus. And on the front it said Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I lost my breath. I ran all the way home. And I said, Mama, I just saw a big, great big white bus, and it had on the front Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. And she said, well, what about it? I said, why, what about it? I said, that means he's in town somewhere, going somewhere. And so I ran to the telephone, and I called every hotel in town to see if they had Bob Wills registered. And at the Hollywood Plaza, the person on the telephone, they said, no, said, we don't have Bob Wills listed, but said, we have his manager.
Right.
Mr. Mayo. And she didn't know me from Adam, I guess.
Yeah.
And she said, would you like for me to call him? And I said, oh, yes. So Mr. Mayo got on the phone. And if you knew Mr. Mayo, he's just the sweetest old Texas person. He's from Oklahoma, but I do believe he was born in But anyway, he said, who is this? And I said, well, I said, I'm a songwriter. I'm Cindy Walker. And I said, maybe you've heard my song that Bing Crosby did, Lone Star Trail. And I said, I've written two songs for Bob Wills that I'd like for him to hear. I said, is there any way I could get to him or let him hear them? And he said, well, I'll tell you. He said, I don't think so, but he said, I'll do this. He said, if you think that they're real good, said, we're going to record. And he said, I'll listen to them. And he said, he told me the room where he was in. And he said, if you'll sing them, he said, I'll listen to them. And if they're something that we could use, said, we're always looking for songs to record. And I'll tell Bob about them. And so I said, oh, that'll just be wonderful. So a person by the name of Fleming Allen, who did my publishing on some of my songs, he went with me, and we went up to Mr. Mayo's hotel room, and I took my guitar with me, and I sang him Dusty Skies, I sang him Cherokee Maiden, and Blue Bonnet Lane. I told him, I said, I've just written these for him, and I said, I saw his bus coming down the street, and he said, well, those were the band. Said, that was the band boy. I said, he flies. He said, he don't ride on the bus. So he said, and he's not here yet.
Huh.
And he won't be here till tomorrow, but said, I'll listen to him, and he said, if I think they're good, he said, I'll tell him about them.
Yeah.
He was just as nice as my grandfather and just about as friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Nice man.
Yeah.
And so I sang my songs, and he said, why? He said, those are fine songs. He said, I'll mention them to Bob, and he said, give me your telephone number, and I'll call you. And so when Bob got into town, Well, he brought him and about three of the band boys to our apartment. And Mama played the piano, and I sang them. And Bob picked, I believe, four songs. And they recorded them for Columbia. And that's how I got started, writing songs for Bob Wills.
Wow.
And when he'd come into town to record, he'd always call me and ask me if I had any material that I thought he'd like. And I'd take him down to the studio, and he'd listen to him. The producer didn't have to listen to him. He was his own boss. See, that's the way I was brought in. It was the artist that had the say.
Right.
They didn't shove a song under their nose
right.
to do.
Right.
They did what they wanted to, and that was the end of it.
Molly, won't you say you love me too? my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
If I ain't sleeping, live on dreams instead of eating, I'm just a wreck, and it's all your fault.
Well, that's in the beginning, all my fault.
And it's all your fault if I ain't playing, having fun, and if I'm staying all by myself, it's all your fault.
Blame everything on us girls.
When you said that we were through, I tried to find somebody new, but I found out it wouldn't do, cause I'd rather be alone than with somebody new. And it's all your fault when I'm a grandpa. If my grandkids don't call you grandma, I'll just tell them it's all your fault.
Oh, that's rock.
If I ain't sleeping, live on dreams instead of eating, I'm just a wreck, and it's all your fault. And it's all your fault if I ain't playing, having fun, and if I'm staying all by myself, it's all your fault. When you said that we were through,